working together to improve and increase our trade. I'm Keith Wenberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Dan Hallstrom is the president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. He recently told me it's important that we continue to work with our trading countries and increase our trade with other countries.
Definitely. Yeah, I think the big markets, you know, you mentioned them, you know, Canada, Mexico, Japan, Korea is another one that's being worked on. But yeah, we had some other good news today, I guess, on the U.S. side as well, that around Indonesia.
Right.
And Indonesia, both beef and pork is a very important market. And especially on beef, we've been experiencing some, non-tariff issues as well. So while we don't know all the details, we're optimistic that maybe some of these non-tariff trade issues around U.S. beef might well be worked out. So that would indeed be some really good news on top of the Japan news.
Yeah, absolutely. With all the good news, of course, we have our challenges. You know that. You see it firsthand yourself with the different things going on, the quality of our products and such. But I bring that up because in the news here now, we've been talking about Africa and some issues there, especially when it comes to, I believe, shipping of our products. Kind of get me up to date a little bit about what you're experiencing there when you talk about our trade with Africa.
Yeah, I mean, Africa's a really... It's an emerging region. It has a lot of opportunity, but also a lot of built-in challenges as well. And South Africa in particular, you know, one of our larger markets is so far away, and you got a lot of challenges on shipping.
With your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us today by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Wenberg.